This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
If you enjoy deep dives into solved and unsolved murder cases, then Murder True Crime Stories is the podcast for you. Find Murder True Crime Stories on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Chilly but excellent. My friends, welcome to it. We're going to make Mondays great. It's how we roll. It's what we do. It is 6:08. The Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. All right. One of the stories I want to get to, Antony Blinken, crybaby session. Yeah.
Really?
Yes. Literally therapeutic. I will explain that in un momento. But first, I want to give you a chance to win your Rock the Country tickets. This is going to be a good time. Festival for all. It also happens to be your code word. Festival. Text festival to 20357. You'll have a chance to win a pair of two-day tickets for Rock the Country, Kid Rock, Hank Jr., Nickelback, Tracy Lawrence, and more. This is Ocala, May 9th and 10th. Text festival, F-E-S-T-I-V-A-L. Text festival to 20357 now. Date and message rates may apply. Please don't text and drive. More chances. More chance to win. We got more tickets than I thought we had to give away. Wow. So that's good. That's nice. A good thing. And we'll have another code word tomorrow. I'm assuming Greg's noncommittal on it, so it's just me on my own.
I'll do my research.
That's me all by myself out here. All right, Chuck Woolery passed away at the age of 83. If you watched any of the game shows back in the day, there was a chance he might have been hosting one of them, Love Connection. He was actually the original Wheel of Fortune guy before Pat Sajak, and he kept busy.
Oh, yeah.
He did those for years. He also had like a conservative-type blog, and he just had this great, comfortable presence on the air. He wasn't like shucking and jiving, you know?
He was just real.
Yeah.
Everybody liked him. You know? Yep. He was one of those guys.
Yep. But he has passed away at the age of 83. So Chuck Woolery, rest in peace. Probably spinning wheels and playing all kinds of games, right? In heaven.
And threatening to come back in 2-2.
Yeah, that was his bit. That was his line. Uh-huh. Back in 2-2. All right, what else do we have going on, Greg? Aha!
Yes?
Local big food drive, holiday food drive. Alachua County Schools helping to put this on. Donations of food you can drop off at Lincoln Middle School and Westwood Middle Schools between 10 and 2, and also at the district office from 8 to 4. And you can also do money donations. Deadline for foods, December 14th. Deadline for monetary contributions is December 17th. And, yes, there are children that will not get enough to eat, even in our community, which is sad to say, but it is true. So your help is needed. Your help is appreciated very much. Now back to Antony.
Yeah.
Blinken.
What's he up to?
Okay, so he's the Secretary of State. So you deal with the State Department, right? In other words, they're under you. The State Department, they deal with our friends and enemies all around the globe. It's a very serious kind of work. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You want serious people working for the State Department.
Yes.
But apparently, they had to have a crybaby session because Donald Trump won.
Really?
And it was Congressman Daryl Issa out of California. He took aim at Secretary of State Blinken after it was reported that the State Department held therapy sessions for employees who were upset by President-elect Trump's victory. And he, this is what he said, and I agree. He said, I'm concerned that the department is catering to federal employees who are personally devastated by the normal functioning of American democracy through the provision of government-funded mental health counseling because Kamala Harris was not elected president of the United States. In other words, she's trying to say they work for the State Department. They're supposed to be big boys and girls.
Uh-huh.
They know an election takes place every 4 years. Your side may not win, but you shouldn't have a meltdown as a result of it. That shows a weakness. You're not really cut out for work in the State Department.
What a bunch of whiners.
The letter comes after the Free Beacon News outlet reported earlier this month that detailed two alleged therapy sessions that were held at the State Department after Trump's victory, with sources saying the outlet that one such instance amounted to an information cry session.
Wow.
In one instance, an email went out to agency employees and touted a separate insightful webinar where we delve into effective stress management techniques to help you navigate these changing times. We're on the precipice of World War III. How are these people going to negotiate that? How are they going to deal with the stress that may come from all the things involved with asymmetrical warfare? All the stresses, the State Department.
They don't come off so tough this way, do they?
Well, apparently they're not tough people, because if you're going to cry about an election, you're not really prepared for this line of work.
Mm-mm.
Go teach philosophy at some liberal university. Change is constant in our lives, but it can often bring about stress and uncertainty. Yes, true. Yeah, stress and uncertainty, like losing your job or the death of a loved one. That, hey, you need therapy? Yeah, that's fine. Good for you. You need therapy because your person lost an election?
Unreal.
That's just whatever. Join us for an insightful webinar. In a letter to Blinken, Daryl Issa argued that the reported sessions were disturbing and that nonpartisan government officials should not be suffering a personal meltdown over the result of a free and fair election. That just tells you what you need to know. The lefties do have Trump derangement syndrome. The lefties have had a meltdown post-election. You can do that if you want, but if you work for the State Department, if you work in government, you should be at least a little bit above that. That's the whole thing. If you're that partisan, you're probably part of an agenda. If you're part of an agenda, you may not be doing your job properly, effectively. Hopefully, we'll be able to get some of these swamp creatures out of there. That'll be the hope. Well, it's going to be busy, busy time. Anybody traveling, I say good luck to you. I say a prayer for you. It is. It's going to be challenging. Lots of folks are going to be on the roads and at the airports, and some weather in some areas on both coasts, actually, not really working in your favor either. But good news.
Yes, we need to get news.
Go Gators.
Oh, my goodness.
Upset and beat Ole Miss 24-17. Everybody's going, so all the people wanted to get rid of the coach, you need to shut up. And I was like, no. He still coached a terrible game. He still doesn't understand clock management. He still doesn't understand play calling in critical situations. So, no, you shut up.
No, you. No,
and
you.
Then,
no, you. No, you.
And then the Bucs, they won big 30-7. Dolphins won big 34-15. And even a Dolphins player did a little Trumpy dance.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I like it.
You gotta love that.
It is 6:16. Plenty more to come. We're making Mondays great. It's the Bob Rose Show along with Greg Cassidy on 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome at 6:22. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Don't forget, Bob Rose Show podcast available where you normally get your podcast. Just click subscribe. All right. Thanksgiving right around the corner. We have a lot to be thankful for, especially those of us that are very happy with the outcome of this very recent election. It is going to be excellent time to be around other like-minded people. However,
yes,
your family may be diverse in its political beliefs.
Maybe some things you don't talk about so that you can continue that thankful feeling. And especially if you are on the side that won, you can be thankful quietly to yourself.
I think it's time to put them all in cages, concentration camps. It's time to...
What are you, Donald Trump?
Yes!
Okay. Isn't that so weird? They're acting like, literally, he wants to round up every Mexican family that ever came across the border. It's like, no, we're going after the criminals here, the ones that are killing and raping and attacking Americans. We're going after the bad guys. It's not everybody that's got a better tan than you. Come on, get off it, people.
Yep, and one of the problems, one of the issues, in the way of being effective with that is sanctuary cities. And I'm going to dig into that in just a second. But first, apparently Senator Tammy Duckworth, Democrat out of Illinois.
All you had to do is say a Democrat in Illinois, and I get nauseous.
Yeah.
She's
you could say she's left of center.
She's way over there.
Yeah.
Over there.
So now they're picking on Tulsi Gabbard because, of course, they're all butthurt because she said, your party sucks. Leaving your party.
I thought they loved her, that she is awesome and, all that
stuff. Until she admitted that, hey, man, I'm looking at the party, the direction the party's headed in, and I have nothing in common with that garbage that you're spewing. So, I'm leaving. And then all of a sudden, we don't like her. Yeah. But here's the thing. So you're supposed to be hosting the show, Dana Bash, all right? Dana Bash on CNN.
Okay.
Let's turn to former Democratic Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard, who the president-elect tapped to serve as Director of National Intelligence. She's a critic of U.S. intelligence operations. She has promoted Russian propaganda. Fellow Democrat, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, called her likely a Russian asset. Now, you and Tulsi Gabbard are both veterans. You served with her in the House. What do you think of her? Duckworth says, well, I think she's compromised.
Come on.
I think by going to Syria and basically backing, a brutal dictator there.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, Dana Bash, look how she already positions the question. You know what I mean? Hey, Tulsi Gabbard is basically an evil stooge for the Russian government. What, you agree, right? I mean, what kind of questioning is that? It's
unreal.
So they haven't learned a single lesson from the election. Not one. Not one at all. Yeah, Duckworth says, well, I think she's compromised. I think going to Syria and basically backing, a brutal dictator there. I mean, Russian-controlled media called her a Russian asset. Russian-controlled media.
Right. Okay.
Propaganda called her an asset. That's what they do with propaganda.
So let's believe the propaganda.
Oh, my gosh.
Right?
It's like, what, were you born yesterday? Did you fall off a turnip truck? You've got to be kidding me. How can you possibly be serving in Congress as a senator? You're supposed to be, the wise ones, right?
Leadership.
Oh, my gosh.
Right.
What an idiot. Yeah. Russian-controlled media called her a Russian asset.
Wow. Just wow.
So I do think we have a real deep concern whether or not she's a compromised person. U.S. intel community has identified her as having troubling relationships with America's foes. So my worry is that she couldn't pass a background check.
Oh, my goodness. You've got to be kidding.
Yep.
Couldn't.
Yeah.
Yep. What a moron.
You might want to know that somebody responded to this. It was Senator Mark Wayne Mullen, a Republican out of Oklahoma. And he said, I might want to, you know, remind my friend Duckworth, Tulsi Gabbard is still a lieutenant colonel in the United States Army. She commands the reserve unit in Oklahoma and Missouri. If she were compromised, if she wasn't able to pass a background check, if she wasn't able to do her job, she still wouldn't be in the Army.
Wow.
So Tammy is absolutely dead wrong on this, and she should retract those words. That's the most dangerous thing she could say, that a United States lieutenant colonel in the United States Army is compromised and an asset of Russia.
Wow.
Yeah.
Unreal.
So you have the propaganda coming from Dana Bash, from CNN, and from supposedly, you know, a senator, which makes me gag. And, yeah.
Wow.
The Russian asset. See, they don't care what damage that they do with their lies.
No, they don't.
And they know that they're lies. So ridiculous. Again, not a single lesson learned from the election. Good. Keep going. Yeah. Destroy what's left of your crappy little party. It is 6:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and we've got a lot more coming up, including the code word to when you rock the country tickets. If you haven't gotten it yet, I'll give it to you right after this break on 97.3 The Sky. It's Monday. Rise and shine. Pump it up. We're going to make it great. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. The Bob Rose Show podcast available wherever you normally get your podcasts. Just click subscribe and you are all set. I told you we're going to talk about the border and sanctuary cities, and I'm going to dig into that. But first, I want to give you a chance to win these tickets for Rock the Country. Kid Rock, Hank Jr., Nickelback, Tracy Lawrence, Gavin Adcock, Joe D. Messina. It's a big, big show. 2 days in Ocala. It's going to be on May 9th and 10th. But you could win tickets right now by texting FESTIVAL, F-E-S-T-I-V-A-L, FESTIVAL to 20357. Data and message rates may apply. Please don't text and drive. That's FESTIVAL. Text that to 20357 and good luck. Look, they're going to try to make it controversial about wanting to send people back to the country they came from illegally. This is not being mean. This is trying to make an attempt to square things away after the Biden administration has let people just run rampant into our nation.
Mm-hmm.
Most without any vetting, without background checks, without real medical background checks, bringing tuberculosis. They weren't getting COVID shots when COVID and everybody was going to die if they didn't get a COVID shot. Yeah. So the rules didn't apply to them. We have spent an enormous amount of money on the situation that was absolutely created by the Biden administration. Make no mistake about it. President-elect Trump's border czar warning sanctuary cities of dire consequences if they refuse to turn over illegal immigrants, saying that he'll seek Justice Department authority to charge officials with obstruction and harboring if they don't turn over illegal border crossers in their custody. Well, he's exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
And he said they need to be aware of a couple of things. Number one, impeding a federal law enforcement officer is a crime. Number two, if you knowingly harbor or conceal an illegal alien from ICE, that's a crime. Tom Homan was saying this. He's the guy coming in on Just the News. He said, so don't cross that line. The former acting director of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement was named earlier this month by Trump to coordinate all border security issues from the White House starting January 20th. He's already been working on plans. Both the president-elect and Homan have been clear. They intend to launch mass deportations of more than 14 million illegal aliens believed to have entered the country during the Biden presidency, beginning with those who are accused or convicted of crimes.
Nobody mentions that in their rampant hysteria.
Yeah, you can't just round people up. We not only can we, if they're criminals, it would be against all of our values to allow them to remain here.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the right thing to do, and it's the legal thing to do. Well, since then, of course, there's going to be resistance. Anything to Trump, there'll be resistance. Blue states are going to resist.
Yep.
Cities, for example, like Los Angeles, they passed an ordinance last week affirming it is a sanctuary city. Well, Holman said, look, federal law trumps state and local law every time. If we know someone's in a county jail, and we know they're there, how do we know it? When they run fingerprints from NCIC, they bounce against the DHS database. We know. We just get the prints off this alien in this jail because his fingerprints just came back. And that's where he's at right now. So if we know he's there and they don't give us access to him, is that not harboring?
Yes, it is.
Absolutely. Holman said he will ask Trump's next attorney general. Looks like it's probably going to be Pam Bondi. And for a formal opinion on whether a county or a city's jail refusal to turn over an illegal alien in custody to ICE constitutes a federal criminal violation. Well, if you are breaking federal immigration law, then I think it makes it very clear that this would be a federal situation in which you can't interfere with. But they've gotten away with it for a very long time. It'll be interesting to see. Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. And Phil, good morning.
Yeah, I was just thinking about sanctuary cities. You know, the federal government has the ultimate control in the form of the FAA. They could shut down the airports in those sanctuary cities and let them go back to wagon trains.
Wow.
Oh, there you go.
Oh. You know, seriously, there could be something to that.
Oh, my goodness.
I always think
public outrage of people who want to fly, but
I always think just, you know, funding in general. We're going to cut your federal funding. Right. We're going to cut your highway funds. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. Wow.
But if you remember back, first time around for Trump, when he tried to do some of that, they got some judges to not allow it. Yet, presidents had done it many times before.
Mm-hmm.
So, got to get a lot of things cleaned up there.
Tom Holman also brought up the fact that the government has lost track of at least 30,000 unaccompanied migrant children. At least. I think the number is much larger than that.
Yeah.
That's at least. I did discover that, I believe it was one family or a couple or whatever, that it turns out like 1,500 kids basically went to them or through them.
Really?
What do you think that's all about?
Yeah.
That's disgusting. 6:45 on a Monday, on a chilly Monday. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here. And stay tuned. Plenty more coming up on 97.3 The Sky. Stay warm. Some things are just kind of funny. I mean, you know, look, we're all in this kind of same political space. So if I say or do something, or if Greg and I kind of do a bit and then we hear it later in the day, well, we have the advantage of getting that news first.
Sure.
Or whatever. And you know, look, a lot of our minds are going to think in a similar way.
Mm-hmm.
But this is kind of uncanny. I mean, because I got very specific. We were talking about Rachel Maddow, who works for MSNBC, and the ridiculous amount. She was making $30 million a year.
But she got a pay cut, Bob.
She's got a huge pay cut.
Yeah.
Her pay cut's huge. I mean, it's $5 million in the grand scheme of things. Somehow, I think she'll get by. But I said, yeah, you know, I just said, wow, how ridiculous that is. I said, look, I'll change my hairstyle. I'll look like her.
Uh-huh.
You know,
uh-huh.
I'd love to have that gig.
Sure.
And we joked about it and stuff. And It's so funny because Joe Rogan basically said the same exact thing.
He is a genius, isn't he?
Or he thinks like...
Well, he said the same thing, so he must be a genius.
I think he's a parrot, and I think we lead the way, and he's getting rid of, you know, on our coattails.
Sure.
That's no, it. He's... No, he's...
He's amazing.
No, he is. Now, he kind of went a step further in a way because he said, I wish if Elon Musk would buy MSNBC, and I guess Elon Musk kind of joked about it, Joe Rogan said, can I take Rachel Maddow's job? And he even said, yeah, I'll look like her. I'll wear the same outfit and glasses. But then he went a step further than I did. He said, I will tell the same lies where, no, I wouldn't, because my whole thing was about MSNBC realizing that they need to have a voice of reason in there somewhere. So, but I would dress and act like her if that's what it takes to get a $25 million a year gig.
Wow. You do a lot for $25
million.
Well, she does.
Probably would.
She lies a lot for $25 million. Well, 30.
That's not lies to her, man.
Yeah, that's even the scarier thought, that there's a network that would pay someone intentionally to say the stupid things that she does. Well, it's like The View, all the money that they make over there. I mean, and they just spew lies and lies.
Think of this whole idea of the lefty Marxist agenda as like a cauldron. All right, a bubbling cauldron, and Rachel Maddow is full immersion.
Well, you can see her. She's just like stirring it, and it's steaming, and oh, it's steaming all right, the things that she says, but yeah, her, The View, there's a few of those others. What's her name? Joy, the ex-sports gal. No, Jamel. She's one of those. It's like, they are racist. They say blatant lies every single day and get by with it usually.
Well, yeah, but it's gotten so bad, I guess, that ABC Legal starts saying, hey, we're not really comfortable with it. You're wow. Gone so far that we're not really comfortable with it. And apparently The View have been forced to issue four different legal notes in one episode. Because of comments made about several of President-elect Donald Trump's cabinet picks, co-host Sonny Hostin and Joy Behar were forced to issue legal notes after comments made during an episode on Friday about allegations surrounding former Representative Matt Gaetz, who was Trump's pick for attorney general before he withdrew, Fox News host Pete Hegseth, who Trump picked to serve as Secretary of Defense, and Pam Bondi, who Trump selected to serve as Attorney General. The View co-host also issued a legal note over comments made about former New York Republican Representative George Santos. The legal notes made during the episode came after comments made by co-host Anna Navarro, Sarah Haynes, and former Trump administration official Alisa Farah Griffin, and then also Sonny Hostin and Joy Behar. After Behar made a comment about Santos' 23 criminal charges for wire fraud, money laundering, and making false statements to the House of Representatives, Behar was faced with making a legal note. I just got a note, she says. We have to clarify that Santos eventually reached a plea deal after pleading guilty to wire fraud and aggravated identity theft. Yep. And then they had to do the same thing when statements were made about Matt Gaetz. He said, I have a legal note, Sonny Hostin announced. Matt Gaetz has long denied all allegations and has not been charged with any crime. Also, another legal note, Pete Hegseth's lawyer said that he paid the woman in 2023 to head off the threat of a baseless lawsuit. He's denied any wrongdoing. Minutes later, Hostin revealed that she had another legal note. I'm sorry, everyone. I have another legal note. Both Trump and Pam Bondi have denied allegations of a quid pro quo that his past donation played any role in her office's decision to not take legal action against Trump University when she was the Attorney General of Florida. This show is just going to be legal notes and things we're selling. Yeah, they have to do this. They, yeah,
that's
because
crazy.
They're not, It's crazy. It is crazy. Let's go to the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. And Pete, you're on the air.
It's interesting to compare what Rachel Maddow makes to the people she's interviewing. She's interviewing senators and congressmen. They make a fraction of her pay. And it kind of reminded me of something that I think it was Dan Rather that said this years ago. He was being talked about his style, and he said, presidents come and go, but I'll still be here.
Yes.
Thank you, Bob.
Wow.
A little arrogance going on there.
A little perspective there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Maybe we should remember that. We're still here. Well, I mean.
Yeah, so far. You've been here a long time, you know.
My gosh, next week it'll be 23 years.
Wow.
For moi. Moi, yep.
Wow.
Well, I told the general manager at the time, I said, look, I don't know what you're paying these other bozos, but, I can't move my family and live on that. So why don't you fix that? And he's like, well, you continue your search and we'll continue ours. And, best of luck to you. I go, best of luck to you. But I got to tell you, you're going to get somebody in there and they might be halfway talented. And I said, and the problem is if they're halfway talented, as soon as they get in, what are they going to do? They're going to start looking for the next gig. And it won't be hard to find because what you're offering to pay mm-hmm. is going to be easily be. Matched
somewhere
and
else.
And then, yeah.
Wow.
I said, so he called me back in about a week. He says, you're just using this for leverage. You're really going to come work here. I said, I'm already sold on the town. I love the Gators. I know the good schools. Raise my kids there. I will make a commitment to the community.
And here you are.
And here I is.
You should be committed. No, I'm kidding.
It is 6:57. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here. 97.3 The Sky. Stay warm.